The scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation, because the word salvation includes healing. It even includes, listen, wholeness and nothing lacking in your life. I'm telling you, Christians, listen, you are people with creative, inspired ideas. When you go to work, and then go to work with the attitude of like, you know, I'm here, all right, to make my company successful. That, do you know, is the Christian position at work. Amen? And by doing so, you are in a position to be able to share the gospel or even shine for the gospel. The gospel can be preached with words and without your life. So much so that your Pharaoh, okay, your boss will look at you and see that the Lord is with you, and whatever Sarah touches prospers. Your boss will be able to see that the Lord is with you. But you have the attitude, and I'm working for a non-Christian boss, and I just do my bare minimum. No, Jesus says, go the extra mile. Amen. Be the person in your company that think through problems, pray through problems, find the solution. Don't apple polish your boss, not with that intention. The Bible says, do everything as unto the Lord, not for eye service. Eye service, do things only when your boss is watching, but to the Lord. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Amen. Others don't see, your boss don't see, someone else trying to play office politics. The Lord sees. And the Lord is able to promote you. Don't forget, Joseph had so much favor. He was lied about, went to dungeon. From there, he prospered even in dungeon and went even higher after that. Amen. So look forward, Monday, okay? Praise God, it's work day. I'm going to glorify the Lord in my work. Amen. Amen. I'm going to have ideas, witty ideas that other people don't have. The devil has succeeded down through the years in making the church appear like old, foggy people, you know, like boring, you know, like just like all the music. Here's organ music, you know. As if the modern inventions of music and all that. Hey, the Bible says David, who knows, David maybe was the first one to invent the guitar. He played the lyre and the harp, I need help. Amen. And then the Bible says, play skillfully on the string instruments. Amen. So I believe all these are ideas from God, but you know, devil is always trying to make the church appear. No, the church is not a building. So whenever people change, right, geared to the times, but anchored to the rock, right? When people try to change that and they say that you got to be like old-fashioned and all that kind of thing. And I'm not going to fashion in the sense of dressing and all that, but in the way of thinking, he managed to keep the church at bay with no impact. Amen. You see, I always thought like this. Jesus says, be careful of wolves that come to you in sheep's clothing. Remember that? In the Sermon on the Mount. Beware of wolves that come to you in sheep's clothing. How about us send some people into the world, all right? Sheep in wolf clothing. Okay, never mind. All right? Nowhere does it say it's forbidden. Amen? After all, the tribe of Benjamin, the animal that marks them on their banner is wolf. All right? So the end time generation is a wolverine. All right? All right, you just got to be careful that you don't devour the sheep around you. The Benjamin generation, they are marked by the wolf. Okay? And so, I think that we need to be wise. Amen? Amen? We don't compromise the core fundamentals of the Word of God, especially the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. But some people will just say, well, you know, this is the evil thing. This is bad. This is bad. This is evil. This is from Satan. This is from Satan. Everything from Satan. Don't watch TV. It's from Satan. Satan says, thank you very much. I'll put my shows on it. Amen? Amen? If a Christian goes on television and all that, oh, God, the devil makes sure that he's attacked. When actually the idea came from God for the purpose of the gospel. Come on, church, come on. Airplane. The airplane was invented by who? Two young men, brothers. What were their names? Orville and Wilbur Wright. Do you know they are sons of preachers? Do you know their generation? Their father is a preacher. Amen. They are both Christians. How many Christians have impacted history? Amen. With their ideas, inventions, creation. Amen. Recently, even modern times, the one that the first man, the first scientist to successfully name all the genome, our genes. Amen. He's a strong believer in Christ and receive a lot of flack because he's a believer. You have access to the one who is the source of all wisdom, who gave Solomon wisdom. Amen. And best of all, favor. You know, your colleagues don't have that favor. The one that the apple polish, we put apple down there, man, for the boss. Amen. The boss eat the apple, right? All right. The one don't have favor, you have favor. Favor means they can do all kind of thing to you and all that. You are like the buoy in the water. They try to push you down. Boom, it comes up again. Push you down. No man can push down what God elevates. Amen. And God promotes you. In the Bible, it doesn't say, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and stay there. It says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Amen. That your due time is coming, folks. Amen. Your due time is coming. Praise the Lord. Amen. So whatever job you're doing, whether you go to work or you work from home, and whatever you do, right, be fruitful, be productive. The very first command, be fruitful, be productive. Amen. We're not like people of the world who have no hope. The scriptures give us hope that in the midst of the last days and all these negatives that we see and all these, you know, horrible things that you see, you can get discouraged. But before that, God says, this is what you do, child of God. Instead of going out there and we might think, get involved more in service and that kind of thing. God is saying, spend time in the Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Inspiration of God is just one word, right? In the Greek, it means God breath. The very breath that gave Adam life, the breath that gave you life in your mother's womb, is the same breath you breathe in when you are in the Scriptures. Amen? Praise God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Doctrine is teaching, right? Reproof, correction. Reproof is for wrong behavior. Correction is for wrong doctrine. Amen. For instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, this word, that the man of God may be complete, this word complete is very interesting. It is the word fitted. If you read carefully, one of the scholars in Greek defined this word for complete as, by spending time in the Scriptures, what is imparted to you is a special aptitude, a special intelligence. And if you look at the word aptitude, I look it up in the dictionary. I know what it means, but I want to see what the dictionary says. All right, even has the word of quickness. Spending time in the Word of God will make you complete. Complete, fitted, with a special aptitude. Amen. You are very quick to see things happen and have the right interpretation. I think Joseph had that. Daniel had that. Even the kings of their day did not have that. The kings can dream a dream, but they can interpret the dream about the future. Amen. So I believe that they'll come to you a special aptitude. You're able to see things happen. Even in your life, you are able to translate and see things happen. The picture here is during the time of Paul when he wrote this. The picture is of a vessel that's supposed to go to a foreign land, right? A far journey through the ocean. And it's fully equipped means it has every supply, every cargo, everything that it needs to make a successful journey. Enough food, enough water, everything that you need. The Bible says the Scripture is able to completely fit you. Yes. Amen. If you lack something, you can get it from the Scriptures. I can't begin to tell you because I don't like to get personal about this kind of things, and I'll call attention to myself in this kind of thing. But let me tell you this. There are times I read the Scriptures, there is an impartation. Something was dropped into me that I never had before. Now, does not say that a man of God may be complete through Instagram, thoroughly equipped. All right? Or to social media. You must get all the knowledge you have from all these things. Because all this knowledge can confuse you and depress you. It makes you feel out of it and disconnected. It's funny, isn't it? These things are supposed to connect you and make the world smaller. But most people who are in it end up with depression of varying degrees. Some less depression, some more. Young people are being depressed the more time they spend in social media. They need to fast the social media for a while and see how wonderful life can be. You know, the world, I pity the world. The world, I pity the world. I pity the world. You know why? Because the world look forward and say, oh man, I'm now 70. Oh no, I'm now 80. I'm now 90. It's like they look forward with no hope. No friend. Amen. Your best years are ahead of you. and you have a blast in Christ while you're doing this. Amen. Have a high adventure in Jesus while you're doing this. Praise the Lord. Enjoy every day because you're going to step into eternity with more better days. Amen. The better world is coming. Praise God. Amen. This same earth, praise the Lord. Jesus coming to reign on this earth. We're coming to reign with Him. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Woo! Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah. Hi, I hope you were blessed and encouraged by this video. If you were impacted by this message, let us know by liking it and leaving a comment below. Lastly, feel free to subscribe to get more inspirational content every week. See you again real soon. God bless you.